The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
We're going to go to a small forward, I reckon, aren't we?
Yeah, a man.
Good segue.
Yeah, of course, he gave us the hand of God moment.
Correct.
It's coming up 25 years ago. He probably doesn't want to talk about that.
He loves it.
More important things to talk about. Down boundary side for Prestige Jayco, North Melbourne assistant coaches with our own Drew Jones. Lee Tudor is with our own Drew Jones.
Thanks, Kingy. Lee, we appreciate your time on Carrick Footy pre-game. Can you tell us when you found out about Joe Danaher's inclusion and what it means to your team today?
I think Essendon must have called Joycey, our footy manager, early this morning to let us know, but during the week we'd planned for him in and out, so no effect for us, but big effect for the Bombers, I'd say. He's a good player.
Big occasion today, obviously, given it's Good Friday footy and the Good Friday appeal. Also, a pretty important 4 points on the line for your football club.
Yeah, and just for us, just to continue on from last week, and, you know, we're really looking for a fourth quarter consistent effort, which we just haven't had so far, so that's the main aim for today.
Lee, thanks for joining us. Tom King up in the K-Rock box with Darren Berry and Lee Brown. What do you take, most importantly, out of last week's win over Adelaide that you can roll into this afternoon?
The effort's been there, but there's just been a bit of method stuff, that structure stuff we haven't got right. So, you know, probably for three quarters of the game last week, we got that right. So if we can bring the same effort as last week and just work on our, just our stop play stuff with stoppages and kick-ins and zones and all the smaller things, it'll give us a good chance.
Lee, obviously much has been made of the comments around Ben Brown. You look after the North Melbourne forward line. How's Ben accepted those comments? And I suppose, do you talk to him about that and go, look, it's just, I suppose, a byproduct of football. There's plenty of media talking about it. Need something to talk about and we just move on?
No, Ben's been fine with all that sort of stuff. He's a pretty level-headed guy. He's got a lot of other things apart from football that he's involved in. So I think that helps him just in itself, that he's got other things in his life. But he's been fine with all that. He's happy with criticism and he's always looking for feedback. So he'll just come out and play again. We just want him jumping at the ball. And if they push him off, they push him off.
Lee, Darren Berry, thanks for your time and joining us. Doing a bit of research for today, and I'm sure you know these more than I do. But I was staggered when I read with the midfield you've got that you're ranking last in clearances. And I suppose a byproduct of that, Lee, is ranking last for your inside 50s. Clearly, that's something that needs to be addressed if things are going to turn around.
Yeah, that's really nasty when you're the forwards coach and all you want is nice soft little kicks to Benny on the lead. But, yeah, we know that that's going on. We've had a lot of different guys go through the midfield, so we're still, working out what the best mix is there. But, clearly we need more inside 50s and probably, more importantly, quality ones. Good ball movements are key against the Bombers, because if you have shallow entries and land the ball short, they're just going to run straight down the other end for a goal. So we're very wary about that.
One more from me and then I'll hand you over to Brownie. And I think all of us at K-Rock are a little bit intrigued with Mason Wood, given a little bit of Geelong flavour with his background. And we thought a couple of years ago that this kid, and I'm sure there's still time, is going to be a superstar. But he hasn't quite reached, in my eyes, where I thought he would be. How's he tracking? And I think he's importantly in your forward structure if you're going to be up and about.
Well, he is. His best is good enough to be right up there and push as one of the better half forwards with his engine and his marking ability. And, when he's on, he attacks the ball really hard on the ground in the air. And he's been a little bit stiff, In 7 years, he just gets going and then he gets injured. And even this year, we didn't have Brown, Zubel and Mason Wood to do any forward line craft before Christmas. So that's held him back a little bit. But he went back and, had his game in the VFL. Really good last week. And this is the challenge for Mason, is to play consistent football, and he's been a little bit like our team this year, so we need him to fire up.
For Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with North Melbourne assistant coach Lee Tudor. Here's Lee Brown on K-Rock Footy.
Good luck today, Lee. Just today, the pressure your forward line's going to have to put on and how important it is, particularly with those running Essendon defenders with Saad, McGrath, McKenna, these sorts coming off halfback. Is that an area you're focused on this week?
Oh, most definitely, and we've spoken a lot about our ball movement as well, just so we don't make it easy for them to, when the forward 50 ground balls are really important. We actually won them last week in our forward 50, which doesn't happen a lot. Usually the defenders win the ground balls inside the forward 50 area. So that's another area we're really concentrating on because we know they're so good at rebounding.
And who's one of your small forwards that's really impressed you? Maybe that doesn't get all the accolades, but someone who's playing a really important role that, we can look out for today.
Oh, well, clearly on top of the list, Kane comes to mind. And our midfielders and defender just love Kane Turner because he just pushes so high up the ground to help with our defence, which has probably hurt his attacking style of the game because he spends so much time defending. But the boys just love playing with him. He's for such a small man, he just always gives 100%. So we're trying to work out some ways to try and get him back in the forward line and score a few goals for us. So hopefully he can do that today.
Lee, I'm sure you know that Sean Higgins, in his downtime, does a little bit of work upstairs here with us in special comments. So we always have to have a Sean Higgins question, back-to-back best and fairest winner. How have you seen his start to this season? And I'm probably referring to that sort of clearances. I mean, we know he's a wonderful player, but is he on top of his game at the minute?
Yeah, he's started really well. He's been our top two or three players so far this year. And last week he played a little bit more as a half forward, which I really enjoyed because he's probably one of the better ball users. And if he's kicking the ball inside 50, if he has 10 of those for us today, we'll get 6 goals from it. So, yeah, he's a star.
Been a lot of talk in the off-season about the recruiting and everything that's happened at North Melbourne. Polak sort of shown some flashes of brilliance at times. And is there anyone else? I mean, Hall's obviously won the big article on him in the paper today that I found intriguing. But is there one that surprised you, Lee, is that you thought, oh, he's better than what I thought he was going to be?
Yeah, I think Hawley and Polly have both come and shown, you know, their AFL attributes and been really good for us. Jasper's been fantastic. I know the backline boys are really happy to have him down there. He's probably the one so far this year out of defence at every game. He's probably been our most consistent, and he puts his body on the line. He's courageous with his decision making, so he's fitted him really well, and he's one that it's started really well for us.
A great sign during the last few days with Mad Jack Dorr just expanding his running league. Can you just give us an indication of how he's tracking in terms of when we may see him in 2019?
Yeah, I think it's just a slow build-up now for him, so I've got no idea when that'll be, but he's really happy out there running around. He's starting to do a bit of one-on-one stuff, so I'm not sure when that'll be, but no, he seems in a good place.
Yeah. Tarryn Thomas being rested today, do we expect to see him straight back into the side next week? Is that how it's sort of being planned out for him being a first-year player?
Yeah, well, match committee next week. I can tell you right now, I'll be voting for Tarryn to come back into the side. He can come straight back into our forward line, so hopefully there's a big choice to make after our forwards play well this week.
Lee, just as we let you go, we teased it, I think it's about 25 years. So is there going to be an advert coming up on TV with you and Gaz? You know, is it coming up?
No. Too old now. That's no one remembers that stuff now. Well, someone can make a hero of himself tonight.
Absolutely. Lee, always appreciate your time on K-Rock Footy. Great to talk with you. Good luck.
Thanks, Tom.
Joining us, Lee Tudor. Fantastic to talk to him again. I love that, just that inside-out left-foot snap over the head of Mickey Martin.
I don't reckon there's been a more relaxed person being interviewed on K-Rock. He was just leaning back on the fence.
Yep. That's what we like.
He could have had a beer, and he just could have been one of the punters there, but great insight there, isn't it?
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.